Hey everyone, you know what day it is. It's Monday, which means it's time for Get to Know Night, the once weekly show, now I guess like bi-monthly show, where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. It's been a while since I've done a Get to Know Night. I honestly, off the top of my head, don't actually know what number this Get to Know Night is. It must be like in the high 60s, maybe? I think we might be in the like mid-60s. I don't know. We'll know at the end because I'll have to like number it and put it out. So I'll know, and I guess by proxy you'll know. In fact, you know already. I don't know yet, so look at that. Anyway, it's nice to be back. I'm happy to be back. This is the first Get to Know Night on the new mic, which I hope you guys are liking. I'm definitely loving it. I've been enjoying it. So I just want to say quick, yeah, I've been gone for 2 weeks. I am back. If you've been looking on Patreon right now, you probably noticed there's been a flood of new audios. They're going to keep flooding out. So, yeah, look forward to that for the rest of March. Anyway, I've been faffing about a little bit too much. Let's just jump into it because we got tons of questions and I got tons of answers for you. The first question is from Anonymous, who asks, who do you think is the most attractive female cartoon to you? You can even go Disney female cartoons if you wish to. Oh, man. I mean, like, I feel like the no-duhs, like, you know, like, Jessica Rabbit is like the no-duh. Lola Bunny, I think, was definitely, like, kind of a sexual awakening. That's such a weird thing to say. But, yeah, no, I remember seeing Lola Bunny in Space Jam and being like, ah. I very much had Bugs' reaction to Lola Bunny. Trying to think, is there any other cartoon character I was just like enamored with? Not that I can think of. See, most of these questions put me on the spot and I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, Ariel, obviously, I think I had a crush on her. I say obviously, but yeah, I feel like Ariel had a huge crush on her in when I saw Little Mermaid. But yeah, so one of those two. But I think Lola Bunny is just the definitive answer. At least when I was a child. I don't know now, I don't watch enough cartoons to, like, have an answer now. But I don't know. Maybe, oh yeah, Totally Spies, maybe, would be one of them, too. Any of those answers, I guess. Okay. Let's see. While it makes audios all that more realistic in a way, why did you record while there were screaming children outside? I didn't choose to really record when there were screaming children outside. It was a byproduct of where I was. So I was really wanting to get something out. And I was just in a place where I really didn't control the environment. Sadly, it was just, you know. So, yeah, when I started recording, there were no screaming children. they proceeded to scream and have fun until the sunset. So the only way I could have had anything out was, you know, record through that. So I hope it didn't take away from anyone, but I think I did a pretty good job, you know, muscling through considering those kids got pretty loud outside. All right. Oh, this is from Anonymous as well. Just overall curiosity. What do you plan on doing with the Night Gaming channel? Do you have any plans or ideas to do with the channel? Oh my God, so many. I've been dying for some time to like record playthroughs of stuff removed from Twitch, which has always been what I wanted to do with the channel. So my hope is that I'll have some more free time, hopefully in April, hopefully in May. I don't know when exactly, but if I get some free time, I definitely want to record some stuff dedicated for the channel, some like dedicated playthroughs, because that would be so much fun. There's a lot of games that I really want to play long form stuff with, and I think it'll be a blast on that channel. So that's kind of my goal for it. When will I have the time? I don't know, but I definitely want, when I have the time, that's definitely something I really want to do. So yeah. Thank you for your question. Anonymous asks, have you considered doing a sweetheart stream on YouTube instead of Discord for those who aren't or prefer to not be on the Discord server? Yes. I actually did consider it. In fact, sweetheart streams were on YouTube initially, but I had so much problems with like the YouTube interface and just how it was working, and there's like a crazy delay. So I moved it back onto Discord. But I am fairly likely to move it back over to YouTube. That's like a, it, it def, if it moves, it won't be this month. it will probably be like May or July or June or something like that. But yeah, no, I've been definitely considering other platforms besides Discord. I do like YouTube. I just think, I just wish the latency was a little bit better, but, on the whole, YouTube isn't a bad option because you can't have private Twitch streams, which is a bummer. Otherwise I totally do Twitch for a sweetheart stream. So thank you for your question. Gabby asks, do you like traveling and what's your favorite place to visit? Oh, I love traveling. I love traveling. I think that's been the biggest thing about Corona that kind of sucked for me was the fact that I just can't travel as much. Because of COVID, it just means there's restrictions to traveling to certain places and all this kind of stuff. Getting on a plane is kind of a nightmare right now. So it's been kind of a hard year for that because I really do like going places. I like being somewhere that isn't where I'm used to and just kind of experiencing different places. What's my favorite place that I've visited? Ugh. That's a hard one. I feel like the places that I would consider my favorite are my favorite for like really personal reasons, you know? Like a city I like to go to for not personal reasons is like DC, because there's so much like history there, which is really cool. Or like London has a lot of history there. New York. Those are like cities that I really like to be in because there's just the city is like it is of itself like historic in a lot of ways. Like there's great museums, there's great restaurants, there's like great things to do. Like, I don't know. Like those three cities. If given a trip to go there right now, I'd be like, yeah, of course. And I would know exactly what I want to do. But yeah, I don't know. Like in terms of just like going to relax though, I think like, Bora Bora, Hawaii, the South Pacific's really nice. Bahamas. I just love isolated islands. I've been always partial to an isolated island. So I hope that answers your question. What countries in Europe is your favorite to travel to? God, I have such a sweet spot for France. I don't speak the language well, but I really love it. I think it's for the same reasons I like New York, Paris, and London. I think Paris has so much history. I love Paris. Spain was fun too. I like Barcelona, Madrid. Those are great cities. I had a lot of fun in there. I mean, Switzerland would be high on the list if it's like a ski vacation or something. But yeah, I mean, Europe's a lovely place. I really want to drive from like Madrid to Moscow or something, you know, like drive across Europe, which I know there's some parts that are going to be treacherous to drive, not for any other reason besides the road conditions. I know in some places are kind of rough, but I think that'd be such a cool drive to do. Thank you for your question. Let's see. If there was ever such a thing as a real vampire and you were actually interested in one, I mean a female vampire to date, of course, what do you? Do you find the idea kind of hot? I mean, as long as she doesn't try to kill you. I think that's going to be a lot of it. Like, I mean, yeah, obviously the idea of like a female vampire, like that's like it's a sexy idea. So yeah, I would date a vampire, but I would need to be like really sure she's not going to kill me in my sleep. I mean, she could totally drink my blood. I'm not against that. That's not my problem. I think my problem is her like killing me or turning me into a vampire without my consent. As long as those two things are cool, yeah, I'll date a vampire. I mean, that's it just sounds like dating a normal person who just has a predilection for drinking my blood. Well, yeah, thank you for your question. can you do a longer version of Man Moans? Yes. That's the short answer. Yeah, I'm probably going to be doing a bunch of re-recordings of things I've done before just with this new mic. Which will be fun. I think going over things that I feel like I've trotted through, but you know, now with this like new context, I'm excited for that. So yeah, Man Moan's totally gonna get a re-record. Let's see. I noticed that you said back in 2020 that your goal was to stream 5 times a week, which would have been a lot, and you kind of changed that idea for you. And I noticed on Twitch, the first time you come on, you say hello everyone, and then laugh immediately after you kind of laugh a lot. Do you kind of laugh a lot when you're happy, or are you just a cheerful person? Or someone who laughs a lot. Thank you for your laugh. Well, thank you. I guess I'll address the first part. Yeah, 5 times a week is a lot. I think I severely overestimated how much work full-time Twitch streamers do, because they do a ton of work. And I feel like this year I've really had to make a decision between whether I was going to be streaming a lot more or if I'm going to be on YouTube a lot more. I think at the end of the day, I realized that I would rather be on YouTube than be a full-time Twitch streamer, which is fine, and I'm happy I made that decision. So, like, 5 times a week when it was just totally not the number. In terms of laughter, I don't know. People have told me that I laugh a lot, that I'm, like, happy-go-lucky. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you should try to be as happy as possible. I think, I don't know. All our lives we're searching for some joy, for some happiness, and I think the greatest happiness we find is the ones we make for ourselves. Because I think all the other happiness is kind of fleeting. You know, you buy a car, you're happy for a little bit. You buy a thing, you're happy for a little bit. Or even relationships, like you're going to find happiness in them, but they're not going to be, it's not sustainable happiness. The real happiness, the happiness that endures, is like the happiness you find internally. The happiness you find alone, the happiness you find within yourself. And perhaps my laughter is an expression of that ideal of trying to find this internalized happiness. But yeah, I tried my hardest to be a happy person, because life is really short. It's really short. And I want to spend as much of it being happy as I can. So I hope that answers your question. Thank you for asking it. Let's see. When you get out of bed, do you brush your teeth first, or do you brush your teeth after you're done eating? I always brush my teeth after I'm done eating. It makes no sense, because if you brush your teeth before you're eating, you're ruining the flavor of whatever you're eating. And then you just brush your teeth again, you've eaten, you know? So, I'm a after-food brusher, not a pre-food brusher. But I'm also, the good thing about being a after-food brusher is, when I brush my teeth at night, I will not eat after I brush my teeth, which is really good, because it curbs, like, midnight snacking. If you want to stop snacking after, like, a certain time, brush your teeth. You really don't want to eat anything after you brush your teeth, especially if you like, really minty toothpaste. Unless you like the minty flavor with, like, other food, then I can't help you. But if you hate minty flavors combined with flavors you like, brush your teeth at the end, like, when you want to not eat anymore, and you will probably not eat again. It's like it was a little trick I learned, because I was so bad at, like, late night snacking. Like, at, like, 2 in the morning, I'm like, I'm so hungry. But if I brush my teeth, I'm totally not going to be about that. Like, it also stops me from having, like, sugary drinks at night. I'm more likely to drink water, which is so good for me. So, brush your teeth after food, not before. Little TSA. No, PSA. There we go. TSA is something different. I've been traveling too much. Oh, man. Ugh. It's going to take a while for my brain to realign itself. Anyway, so Sally Mo asks, why don't you do more ASMR audios? Like, even whispers, even if they're short length, please. Yeah, Sally, I'm going to be totally doing more ASMR audios. I think with the old mic, I was less inclined because it wasn't as sensitive, but now I have a hella sensitive mic. So yeah, I'm going to be more likely to do, like, trigger videos and whisper videos and all that good stuff. Because I have a bunch of them that I wanted to do. I just didn't think I could with the other microphone. But with this thing, I think I totally can. So I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty, pretty excited to see what comes forward with this. But with that brings us to the end of Get to Know Night for this week. If you have a question and you would like me to answer it, feel free to put your question in the form down below. And I'll get to it as soon as I can. We have a pretty long backlog of questions, and I'm working my way through it. And now that's like a twice a month show, my backlog's probably going to grow pretty aggressively. But I will try my best to get through all your questions. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you guys for hanging around. You'll be hearing a lot from me this week. So stay tuned.